Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Orioles lose yesterday 7-6, and Gunnar Henderson finally got going a little bit offensively as he went 3-for-5, including a triple. He did boot a ground ball in the game as well. We've seen in the past, Jason, that they bring guys back quickly when they get hurt. We could go through the line of Gausser and Westberg, etc. Did they do it again? Jorge Mateo is another one. Did they do it again with Gunnar Henderson?
I mean, it's a fair question to ask.
Thank you.
That's their way. And remember, this guy played in a couple of Grapefruit League games, got shut down indefinitely. They talked about him getting back into Grapefruit League games. It never happened. He does a little bit of extended spring training, basically a weekend, you know, with the Norfolk Tides. A
couple of bombs.
Then they've got an off day, and then like one more with the Tides. And then he was here for the home opener. He had no spring training. This is someone who really needed to get in some time improving their sort of fundamentals at shortstop. And just from a hitting perspective, when you haven't faced major league pitching in competitive environments for the entire offseason, and then you barely get any spring training games, and then you're getting early season AAA pitching that isn't even really built up yet, and it's cold. And I mean, I think it was a big ask, and I think the numbers bear that out. I mean, Gunnar Henderson's in the bottom 4th percentile in strike and K rate. He's in the bottom 12th percentile in whiff rate. He's not walking at all. He's not seeing the ball that well. Now, when he makes contact, he's destroying it. But even with him sitting there in the 100th percentile in average exit velocity and 100th percentile in hard hit rate, his expected weighted on base average is in the bottom 24th percentile. His expected slug is in the bottom 36th percentile. He's chasing way more than we're accustomed to, and he hasn't looked good at shortstop. So do I think they panicked? Do I think they felt the heat? Do I think they knew that the schedule's real this year? And they don't have any pitching, and so let's get him out there, and it can't be worse than Mateo, because we didn't give him time to be built up before we threw him into center field, let alone shortstop. And they know Jackson Holliday's not a shortstop, as much as they're willing to dabble there enough to kind of wet the whistle. There's no way you could play him every day at shortstop, not with this pitching staff and the way balls get put into play. So, yeah, I think they rushed him back.
I think that's part of the issue, though, where I wonder if it would have been different, and maybe it wouldn't have been, but if Mateo was healthy heading into the season, that way, okay, you can just have him every day at shortstop, and it gives you
I still go back to, is 2 weeks of Levon Soto the end of the world?
Well, yeah. There's that, too.
I don't know. Like, the one thing I push back a little, I don't know that it's panic as much as it's what they do. Like, we've got example after example after example of they just bring guys back before they even get to work up a sweat in a rehab assignment.
Well, how's it working out for him?
It's not working out well. Give me an example where it has worked out well, but this is what they do.
I mean, the one that sticks out is I feel like Mountcastle after the vertigo was like down there for a minute, and then he had the game against Minnesota right before the All-Star break, and then he had a prolonged time off for the All-Star break, and then he was pretty good in the second half. Like, that was another one where I was like, wow, he's coming back already. But no, it usually doesn't. And this player is too important, and the season is too long.
And of course, he's going to fight to come back.
Of course, he's a 22-year-old, 23-year-old thoroughbred. But that's where the adults have to have a plan in place. And this isn't Gunnar Henderson. Yesterday, much better sort of showing. But like, and here's the other part of it. And we talked about this in real time. This is not Monday morning quarterbacking it. Why does he have to go right into the one hole?
You could put Cedric in the one hole, put him somewhere else. Cedric is hitting.
He's not having, like, to expect him to come back and have the kind of quality at-bats that we're used to after, again, having not seen real major league quality pitching since the end of the playoffs. I don't know why it's got to be that. I don't know why there's not, like, more of a modicum of, like, in between than extremes. Okay, if we're going to bring him back after only playing, like, four games at AAA and having no spring training, then let's bat him fifth or sixth or whatever and let him look at some at-bats and let him... Why does he have to be the first guy to see the pitcher?
Because he earned that spot, Jason.
And we're going to give it back to him, but like, let's also help the team and help him at the same time.
Yeah. No, I'm completely with you.
I mean, and how many days was he here before he was DHing? It wasn't many.
I think it was only one.
Exactly. So what does that tell you?
And he only DH'd two times all of last year.
And we're here for that. Yeah. But how about you just give him what he needs down there and then bring him up here when maybe he's a little closer to Gunnar Henderson?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like he did not look right in Arizona during that series.
I mean, he's got a 523 strikeouts. OPS. It is what it is. I mean, it's only 35 plate appearances, but he's not walking. He's chasing. He's not himself. He's not Gunnar Henderson. It takes time to get tuned up back to that level. And I'm not saying you got to wait till he's 100% Gunnar Henderson, but again, weekend at Bernie's, I'm not sure that's going to do the trick.
Do you think yesterday, though, is a sign of that?
I hope he's
rounding himself in the form.
And him being 100%, like him scorching balls, you'd have to think that bodes well.
Yeah.
But it's the strikeouts for me. And there's been a couple in which he's gotten squeezed on, but yeah, some of them are just bad.
Orioles lose 7-6 in 10 innings yesterday. They are off today, start a three-game series against the Cleveland Guardians tomorrow. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow because it's a nationally televised game. That means BBT at 6 live from Pickles and right here on 105.7 The Fan. And coming up next, we'll get to our Twib notes and update you on what happened in the Bronx, Yankees, and Giants. Also, the battle of the Sox did not go the way that you may have expected. Twib notes next here on The Fan.
Right field. Judge back, still going back. Goodbye, Jung Hoon Lee has made himself at home in the big ballpark in the Bronx, like the Babe, like the Mick, Reggie Jackson, Jung Hoon Lee. Wow, is he a primetime guy or what?
Was that John Miller? That's John NBC Miller. Sports Bay Area on the call. As Jung-Hoo Lee hit two homers in that game. He hit three in the series as the Giants took care of business yesterday in the Bronx.
Giants outmatched.
Your bike's not on.
It says I
there am. There oh. Now you are.
You're running a program.
What's that?
Inside go, radio.
You're good now.
You're good.
Yeah, the Giants outmatched the Yankees. Giants' hot start continues. Webb didn't pitch like his normal self for them. It didn't really matter. I think it's really interesting to look at the Yankees now. Okay, so they destroyed a Brewers team that had really no starting pitching to start the year, right? They've got D.L. Hall is on the injured list. They've got my man Tobias Myers is on the injured list. They thought Woodruff might be back. He's not back. I mean, it really was Freddie Peralta and a bunch of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat them up for a series in the cold. you know, beat the hell out of Nestor Cortez, who was throwing meatballs. And then they beat up on the Pirates for a couple days. And then the Pirates beat them. And they're below 500 since then. Like, the bullpen, Devin Williams, already talking about him.
Yeah.
Do we need to move him in the eighth inning to get his confidence back? The starting rotation is junk. And Judge is killing the ball. But the torpedo bats ain't helping out Volpe and Wells and...
Goldschmidt's hitting.
Who was the other one who started hot? Second baseman. Chisholm. Have all regressed to the mean. Can't ask for anything more out of Judge, and they're still a 500 team.
To me, it's the starting pitching. Who's the only other team in baseball that has a worse starting pitching ERA than the Orioles? The Yankees. And Rodon, that's three straight poor outings by him. The starting pitching's terrible.
Carrasco's going tonight. I bet you the Royals light him up. Dude, remember we played the clip of Stroman saying, I'm a starter. Yeah. And we're like, you're a reliever. And now Stroman's hurt and they need Stroman in the rotation.
Yeah, it's a mess. Let's stay in the division, guys, and go to, they were in Chicago, the Boston Red Sox playing the Chicago White Sox. And Nesson having some fun about the White Sox.
Cleveland has already beaten the White Sox 6-1. So that's 8 straight losses for the White Sox.
Did you see how the White Sox lost last night?
You told me about it.
Talkman, yeah, came around third, pulled a hammy. It was a tying run, was going to score.
Yeah, the White Sox invent ways to lose games.
Oh, man. The trip to Chicago could be coming at the perfect time.
Oh.
So Dave O'Brien and Will Middlebrooks making fun of the White Sox. They had a trip to Chicago coming at the perfect time. And then the White Sox take the first two games. And if not for Garrett Crochet throwing
flirting
7
with a no-no.
Yeah, they get swept in that series.
Could have easily been swept. With no Talkman, because he's out with the hammy, as they alluded
blew
to.
Blew out his hammy coming around third.
Yeah. Those Red Sox bats were red hot for a hot second, and then the Jays cooled them off, and the White Sox shut them down, and it was a struggle even to win behind Garrett Crochet shutting down his former team like he did. The White Sox are a bad, horrible baseball team. They have a lot of flaws, but they called up one of the kids in that Crochet trade, Clay Maddworth. And he got on base. He's a walk machine. He was walking and scoring runs right away Friday. Newcomb got lit up. They couldn't get any length out of him. They had to start going to their pen way earlier than they would have liked in that series. And it just shows you how flawed the AL East is right now. Like, they need Giolito back. Like, they need to get a little healthier. Tristan Cassius is giving them nothing. Like, yeah. I just wonder how long... Like, what the stomach is for that, because you could play Devers at first base and float the DH spot more. Because they've got to find some other hot bats right now, because there's Abreu's hitting and Devers is hitting. Story's still hitting more than he has in years, and he's actually stayed healthy for 2 straight weeks, which is an accomplishment for him. But all of a sudden, that lineup has gone cold. And look... Do we really think Chapman is going to be their closer all year? Like, aren't they going to have to upgrade there at some point? And they're short on starting pitching.
Yeah, I think that's what we've come to find. There's not a team, well, not just the AL East. There's not a team in the American League that has double-digit wins yet. But just focusing on the East, I mean, all of these teams are pretty flawed right now. And it kind of gets back to what we were saying last week, where... Could just be a down year for the division as a whole.
I think it's going to be.
Well, let's look at Tampa, and they're playing in that minor league park, Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, and they've lost 7 of 10. What do you think of the Rays so far?
I thought they battled the Braves this weekend. I mean, that the park.
Braves are scuffling, too.
Braves are really struggling. The park is obviously small. It plays small. The Rays are not built to really hit the ball. It's helping them out. I thought I heard a stat like they might lead the highest percentage of opposite field home runs in the league, and it's not because they mash. I think it's because they're in the midst of a 13 game homestand, playing in a wee little bandbox. Like, they can't pitch. That this thing might work out for them. Junior Caminero started to swing the bat a little bit. That's going to be a must for them. I don't know. I have a hard time taking them all that seriously, but They could do a little. They could set themselves up here a little bit with this homestand. Like, they get the kind of pitching that they're capable of, and they win some one-run games and low-scoring games. They might be able to survive the early part of the schedule, because the crazy thing is, like, after these 13 straight at home, then they're like on an epic road trip. Like, a ridiculous road trip.
To Bone's point, 9-6 is the best record in the American League right now. Got a few 9-7s, but like the Tigers and Angels. Angels, sorry, are we buying the Angels? But
here's the crazy thing about the Angels. I think the Angels have only played like 3 games at home.
Yeah,
I think the Angels played like 15 of their first 18 on the road, and they held serve with Houston over the weekend. Like, I don't buy them over 162 yet, like as a factor in terms of playoffs. But they're not, I don't think, going to be an automatic pushover like they were last year. And they'll probably hang around for a while. And Mike Trout looks rejuvenated.
Yes.
Nolan Chanel is a major league hitter.
Karen
Logan
Paris.
O'Hoppe's come back, and he's legit. I mean, they missed him a lot last year due to injury. Like, Zach Neto's about to come back. Like, they're not even at full strength yet.
Beltway Ben just said, Mayor Jorge Soler's mashing.
He's had a nice start for them. I still don't really buy the pitching, but I like Ron Washington a lot. He can get these guys playing better than they are. And again, just go look at their schedule. Like, because that's part of the reason this whole Rays thing has happened. They flipped when the Rays were coming to California and when California was going to the Rays. So, like, the Angels were at home for like one series and that's it. They were away, came home for a series, went back out. So they got a bunch of home games coming up.
Yeah, they played one home series against the Guardians, and they're still on the road.
Right.
They're playing 3 at Texas coming home.
So,
on
like,
Friday.
If they're catching Texas at the right time, like, if they take 2 or 3 there, they've built up a lot of collateral. They've played a lot of good teams on the road already and won those series. And when they get their shortstop back, it's going to lengthen their lineup. So they're interesting, at least, which they haven't been in years.
What do you think of another day, another major injury? Justin Steele, Tommy John, and Cubs.
Definitely Tommy John? Because I know they were saying
he's
going to
have elbow. He's going to have surgery.
Right, but I don't know that the procedure is technically Tommy John.
You're right. They won't know until they get in there. But it's an elbow surgery.
Yeah. He was pitching his ass off. That's a major blow. It does feel like every week somebody loses a Cy Young vote-getting caliber. Maybe not a guy who's going to win a Cy Young, but somebody who could get down ballot Cy Young votes seems to go down every week. And for this being the second time, that's brutal. He had converted me. Like, I had sort of my reservations if he was going to be the same, and then he was shoving, and now he's out indefinitely. I don't even know about next year.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, does he even make it back at all for next year? I don't know that he will.
Yeah.
The second one? Yeah. Like, geez, at that point, don't you just... It's almost like with Means. If you're like what Cleveland's doing with him. Like, don't you just wait as long as you possibly can and then just try it then?
Yeah, it sucks.
Like, to bring him back in a pennant race next year? I don't know.
You know, always shoves.
If they're even in a pennant race.
Yeah, the bomb. Bounce back.
He's a shover.
He shoves. He'll be doing that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight,
you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Be a virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Next here on The Fan.
Let's look back to last week. Only one Oriole has a homer over the last week, and that is Ryan O'Hearn. Three different Orioles will homer over the weekend. Jason, you fell back. Said Mountie and Santander homers twice. Can you bounce back? Four different Orioles homered.
Damn
Tyler
right.
O'Neill, Ryan Mountcastle, Adley Rutschman, Heston Kjerstad. The O's will pick up a series win over the Blue Jays. They did not. Both you guys fell back. Tomo Sugano will record an out in the sixth. He did not. Jason, you fell back. You said 4 2/3. Right on the nose.
There it
four
is.
4 2/3. Almost.
I know my horse bleep pitching when I see it.
Almost as good as that Jimmy Butler.
Can, not even close. Nah. Can you bounce back?
Yeah.
Adley Rutschman had a 6-game hitting streak. He extends it through the weekend. He did. He's on a 8-game hitting streak right now. Both
Peter.
You guys bounce back. The Warriors avoid the play-in tournament. They did not. They are the 7th seed. Jason, you fell back. Can you bounce back? Nuggets covered 6.5 versus the Grizzlies. Can you bounce back? Jason, you fell back and said play the over. It was a bounce back, 117-109, and the over did not hit.
Did not hit.
It did not hit. The Pistons covered the 6.5 against the Bucks.
They did not.
They did not. 125-119. Jason, you fell back. Can bounce back. Jason with a narrow win. I think you're on a heater.
I'm on a heater.
I think you won 3 in a row, 4 in a row.
At least. Bro.
There was a push in there.
Yeah.
Jason 5, Ken 4. I'm going to keep playing the hits and asking this question until it happens. Jason, the Orioles win the series against the Guardians.
I am not very high on the Guardians.
But?
Bone.
But?
But they're pesky.
They are pesky.
They are pesky.
They do tend to get on base. They like to run. They remind me of the Royals a little bit. Now, the Royals, oddly, I think, have a pen that's at least as worthy of what the Guardians used to be. Because if you've seen Class A lately, he's more like Class D,
yeah, well,
maybe Class F.
Wow.
He ain't a Class A closer right now.
No. No.
Ah, Bone. What's the forecast? We got a chance for any of these to be rained out?
No, I think we're good.
I think the weather's good.
I think we're good the rest of the week.
Good.
I say they win one.
That is a fallback for those at home. O's win one.
So this is only the Guardians series,
just
correct?
Just the Guardians. Because we'll play this daggone thing on Friday again.
Mattress Warehouse wouldn't have it any other way, Bone.
I'm going to...
Zero gravity. I missed it in Cortland, New York.
Oh, dude.
The Hampton Inn in Cortland, New York, no zero gravity. No Tempur-Pedic active breeze. got home, got in the breeze.
See, he seemed a little agitated coming in today, and I think it was because of the poor mattress.
Exactly.
I have no rational explanation, but I'm gonna bounce back.
Thank you.
They're due.
Jackson Holliday, 0 for his last 17. He has a multi-hit game in this series. Keep in mind, they do face a lefty tomorrow in Logan Allen, so probably not going to be in the lineup.
I think he will have multiple hits in the series.
Not a multi-hit game,
so I'm going to fall back.
I'm going to agree with my fine feathered friend, what he said.
Okay. That is a fallback as well. Gunnar Henderson coming off a three-hit game gets his first homer in this series.
Yes. I feel that.
That was a big bounce back there.
Yeah.
Let's play twice. Let's say two.
Two homers. Two homers.
I think he's gonna see some fairly middling right-handed pitching.
I hate to keep agreeing, but I think he goes yard as well. Bounce back.
Charlie Morton.
Uh-oh.
He's taking the mound tomorrow. He has pitched into the sixth inning. He has yet to record an out in the sixth inning. He will do so tomorrow.
Cost Bellway Ben some money.
Yes, it did. Ken, he records an out in the
sixth. I wish I could be optimistic about this, but I'm going to fall back. That start in Arizona.
He's done.
Was as painful as it gets as far as watching somebody trying to smoke and mirror his way through an outing.
His starts are shorter than this loop that runs out of steam after 35. They killed our loop?
We used to have a loop.
What is going on here, man? We got gremlins and goblins all over the place.
We used to have a real loop.
Gremlins.
This used to loop like this week in baseball.
Yes. We used to have a loop.
I'm not big on the technical side, but even I knew that.
Yeah.
It ain't Beltway Ben.
No, it's the loop.
It's people above Beltway Ben letting Beltway Ben down again.
It's the loop.
Again. People need to step up their games. This is serious business here with the bounce back fallback, and I need the music to stimulate my brains.
Yes.
Are you stimulating?
What do you want to know about
Charlie Morton?
He stinks.
Does he record now in the sixth?
No. The Guardians don't really hit, especially now that they've traded Jimenez and Naylor, but they will work counts. They'll make you throw pitches, and they'll sit on that curveball. Somebody's going to take Uncle Charlie deep a time or two. Into the sixth? Bone, he ain't going into the fifth.
Oh. Does not go into the fifth. Let's get to the NBA play-in.
Wait till he faces a real team.
Wow.
Well, he did in Arizona.
Let's get to the NBA play-in. Magic, cover the 5.5 against the Hawks.
You still get that at 5, Bone. You can still get that at 5. I would advise you do as much. Orlando was a covering machine at home last year. They got back to that in the second half this year once Banchero got his legs back under him. Sunday didn't matter, so I'm throwing Sunday out. Magic were 11-4 against the spread their last 15 games going into Sunday, which was a nothing burger game against Atlanta. They've also covered 4 of their last 6 at home. Trae Young against Orlando the first 3 games this year, 26.7% from 3. And Dyson Daniels, their defensive player of the year
he's
a minus 5 in those 3 games against Orlando when Orlando was trying. I think Orlando puts it on him.
Oh. Define puts it on them.
10 or more, Bone.
They're going to get some of that Heinz blend ice cream.
It's going to be some D's nuts, actually.
Yeah. get some Ripple.
Those chocolate-coated pretzel balls. Man. Yeah. They're really good.
I can't disagree with Jason. I think the Hawks are fraudulent. I actually like Orlando, so I'll bounce back.
Warriors cover the 6.5 against the Grizzlies, Ken.
They're usually terrible when they play in the play-in, but I think Memphis is worse, so I'll take Golden State, bounce back.
The way I would really want to play this is take the over 118.5 for the Warriors, because the Warriors defensively, like, they don't have a center, and they're not getting away with it like they used to. And Memphis can throw some size at them, but Memphis, to me, is broken defensively. They've allowed 119 a game over their last 10 games. They've had people. Last time they played, the Warriors dropped 134 on them. Where do you have it at 6.5?
6.5.
I'll say they cover. Just I mean, the Grizzlies, I love them in the first half. They've been garbage in the second half of the season.
Bulls cover the 1.5 against the Heat.
This game does nothing for me, I got to be honest with you.
Not stimulated.
Not stimulated. But I'm going to go ahead and say Heat culture pull this one out.
Oh.
Heat pull it out.
This game's in Chicago, correct?
That is Chicago, correct. Yes. Where the Drake Hotel is.
Yeah, the Drake. I'm gonna bounce back, Bo, and I'll disagree with Jason on one. I'll take the Bulls.
And last one. Kings cover the 5.5 against the Mavs. Ken.
This game's in Sacktown.
Yeah.
Sacktown. You know the ball carries in Sacktown. And coincidentally enough, I'm on the over. Ball carries in Sacktown. I am on the over.
I've heard that rumor.
I will put that down.
Yeah.
On the over.
I'll bounce back on this one, Bob.
Bounce back, Jason.
I think this is going to keep going up. In the real world, I would wait on this. I think you're going to be able to get it north of 6. I will take the points with the Mavs. I don't think either of these teams can play defense. So I really like the over.
All right.
Coming up next, if you didn't get enough of Bone in that segment, there's more. It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
I was in a bit of a predicament Saturday night where my buddy who lives out in Jarrettsville, and he was having a party, a lot of family, friends to meet his 3-month-old little boy, and I was blocking someone in his driveway. He's got a pretty decent sized driveway, and he said, you know what, move the car back on the front yard. My car got stuck. I will tell the rest of the story on their side, but has your car ever gotten stuck? That was the first time for me ever. 410-583-1057, and I drive a little Mazda 3 that is only two-wheel drive, so therein lies my problem. Has your car ever gotten stuck anywhere? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
It's T-Bone time, TMI with TIM, and the floor is yours.
Has your car ever gotten stuck in the mud, stuck in a ditch, stuck somewhere you needed someone to tow you out of it? 410-583-1057. Happened to me for the first time. I've had experiences, and we were texting this morning. I've had some experiences in the snow and ice and things like that, but this was different. This was unique, and I was over my friends in Jarrettsville, and they were having a nice party with the family and friends because everyone was meeting their little boy AJ, who's 3 months old. And this driveway's long, but I was blocking in some people, so he asked me and my buddy Robbie, who is banned on the show.
Yeah, don't talk about him.
You can't speak. He cannot be named.
To move our cars to his front yard. And he's got a decent yard, a gate, everything. So I didn't think anything of it. I have a small Mazda 3. I've parked on his front yard before with big parties. And I go to leave, and I try to back out, and I was going nowhere.
Are you like splaying mud all over the place? Yes.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Dude, I destroyed his front yard. Absolutely destroyed his front yard. I felt horrible.
How far from the driveway to the grass did you move this car?
Oh, not that far, but I think the issue was it was a slight hill. It was muddy because obviously it rained all day Friday, and it rained a little bit Saturday. And dude, I'm spinning. We're going nowhere.
How many people are out there while this is going on?
Oh, it was the end of the night, so it was probably 5 or 6 of us.
Oh, this was in the dark. Oh,
were people like ducking because mud pies were coming at them?
I was in the car, so I was
I figured that much, Bone.
But. They brought out.
I didn't think you had a self-driving car that you got from the.
They brought out some
from the rental car
Hertz or whatever.
Yeah. They brought out some 2x4s, and we're doing everything possible to get this thing out. And my buddy, he's got CX-5, the Mazda SUV, and we had the dumb idea of he had like moving straps, so we thought, oh, maybe he'll
pull it.
Of course, it snapped the straps immediately. And then we called his wife's dad, who thankfully has a truck and had moved. But dude, even with the truck and the tow, it still took a while to get out.
So they had to keep the truck on the concrete, right? Like somewhere where it's asphalt or the street or whatever.
And luckily the straps were long enough. But we had to finagle it because the angle wasn't right. We were going to take out his fence.
You didn't take any pictures of this? This would have been good show content.
Yes.
It would have been nice to
put it on social media.
I still have my...
Nobody videoed you shooting mud all over your buddy's house?
I still have my car that's the front two wheels, especially because two-wheel drive, covered in mud still. I can go outside and take a picture during the break.
I think that would be a good idea.
It was a mess, man. Have you guys ever had a car
nothing
stuck
like
in
that?
There?
Thank God.
That was it was brutal. I was pissed because I wanted to get. It was like an hour drive home at that point.
I'm sure AJ's dad was pissed because AJ's probably ready for bed.
Yes.
And then what time was this?
It's probably 10:30.
Oh, and you had to get somebody's dad out of bed into a truck. Yes. And then spend all his time revving his engine trying to get your car off of a lawn.
I felt horrible.
Were the wheels not being able to catch because of all the horse lube on the ground?
It was all the mud, man. Uh-huh. This was not Glenn Clark's house.
Has this ever happened to your buddy before? Has anybody ever been stuck on his front lawn before?
No. Just me.
And everybody else who moved their cars was fine.
Yes. Well, but Robbie. Can I say his wife's name? Kayla?
You said it without letting us respond.
Yeah. I drove him home, but they have an SUV, so four-wheel drive, so they could get out of it.
You shouldn't be driving that dude home. You don't owe that guy nothing. Nah. What are you doing driving him home?
He's telling tales.
Let him get an Uber.
Yeah.
410.
A Joe Falbo situation. It's the last time I did that once. Yeah. That was one time too many.
Yeah.
410.
Fool me once. I'm sure Robbie's fooled him 9,000 times.
Billion times.
I said it. Ooh, I said the R word.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Ryan is in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the fan.
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's going on?
How you doing?
So I have a story of, it wasn't necessarily my car got stuck, but something on my car got stuck. And I was driving home from a North Carolina fishing trip, and I don't know if you guys know, but they have those racks that you put the fishing rods on in the back of a truck.
Yep.
Well, I had one of those, and I had five or six fishing rods in the back, and I forgot that when you go through a McDonald's drive-thru, they have the 9-foot clearance thing. Well, I had an 11-foot fishing rod, and on the where it says, like, window one, window two, those signs that hang down... Some way, the hook that holds that sign caught onto one of my fishing rods and was pulling on the rack, and it held up the entire McDonald's drive-thru for like 15 minutes. And of course, some smarty in the line said, "Man, you really caught a big one today."
Yeah. Well, that's bad. I thought that was going to go that like he didn't realize it and it had knocked all the fishing things. Like, and he's dragging them like the dog in Vacation.
Yeah.
Might have been best case scenario there.
Well, this was better than that. I mean, they found out right at the McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying. It was kind of best case scenario with him.
Yes.
But car
I can't
out.
Compete with that.
Car is out.
I don't have
front two tires.
There was a time when we used to put one of those racks on the roof of our big car. And at the Outer Banks, some of the little shopping malls there have really low clearances. So, like, and even one of the old houses we used to stay at, I tried to go in the garage one time, but like, I caught it, like, just in time, like, wait a minute. If I try to do this anymore, it's going to be bad. And so I'm like, I'm just going to park it on the driveway. So I didn't actually commit the act, but it was close.
Bone would have committed the act.
Probably. Yeah. And then somebody else would have had to come and clean his mess up. Yes. And then he would have been mad about how long it took.
Yes. That's what I learned.
I was more upset at the situation.
I mean, the good news in all this is it kept the R word from getting home when he wanted to get home.
Yes, yeah.
He got stuck with
you. He got inconvenienced.
Yeah. So hopefully it put him out a little bit.
He's inconvenienced.
But it sounds like he was totally useless helping you get your car off the grass.
Dude, they were trying to push.
He was pushing?
Oh, yeah.
Or he was just housed in the corner?
No, he was pushing. Hey. We had like four people pushing with the planks. And
from what I can tell.
Did he at least get mud shot all over him?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He did.
Yeah, from where I sit.
He had it coming to
him. And then he got the mud that was on him. And
he got residual mud, but he got it on your car. He didn't hose. I would have hosed him down first.
I did not.
You should have. From where I sit, Jason, he's inconvenienced Bone for about 15, 20 years. So the least Bone
can do
is inconvenience him for a few hours.
Doing nothing for the Bone.
Hey, coming up next, what are the Ravens doing? The draft is a week from Thursday. We will catch up with Brian Wacker, covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Sun, next here on The Fan.